You're listening to Morning Edition on KGOU. I'm Kurt Gwartney. This morning, I talk with Oklahoma Watch's Sean Hiddle about some surprising figures that show that Oklahoma ranks poorly when it comes to highway safety. Sean Hiddle with Oklahoma Watch, thank you so much for coming in today. Your latest story is about traffic fatalities in Oklahoma, and there was one finding that really surprised me. Tell me what you found surprising in your reporting.
Well, the biggest thing that really jumped out at us when we looked at the numbers was that here in Oklahoma, we've seen a 10% increase in alcohol-related fatalities since 1994. And you compare that with the rest of the country, which has gone down 21%. So, you know, that really just, you know, hit us right in the face and wanted us to figure out, well, why is that and what's happening to make that happen here in Oklahoma?
Did you find any main reason? Is there something that the state of Oklahoma could change in our laws or policies that would get us more in line with the rest of the nation?
Well, you know, unfortunately, you know, it's nice to identify a problem and then find a solution to it. But in this case, it was puzzling to state officials, puzzling to experts we talked to, who said that, you know, Oklahoma's laws are fairly in line with the rest of the country. And we looked at, you know, a wide variety of statistics, and nothing really jumped out at why we still remain high in this area.
So what did some of the public safety officials, what did they have to say when you pointed this number to them? What were their kind of comments?
They didn't shy away from the numbers. I mean, they understand the numbers. They're aware of where Oklahoma ranks, and they were quite candid about where we were in this state. And you know, granted, you know, they were upset about, you know, the lack of progress here. So they weren't surprised by the numbers. You know, they certainly are working on things they can do to improve the situation here.
And I know that in your reporting, you also indicate that Oklahoma has the ninth highest rate of traffic deaths in 2011, not just alcohol-related deaths, but just overall. Were there any indicators as to why that was?
We looked at several data sets. And again, nothing really hit us that said, you know, this is the reason why, you know, we rank so high in Oklahoma. There were a couple of things that sort of maybe pointed us in the right direction. For instance, seatbelt use in fatality accidents was, you know, 58% of the people that died in Oklahoma accidents were not wearing seatbelts, compared to 51% in the rest of the country. So a couple of minor statistical things like that sort of pointed us in the right direction. But again, there was no smoking gun for us to be able to say, this is the problem, this is how we can fix it.
I know the state legislature worked on some laws to have the ignition interlocks for alcohol detection devices for people who have had a problem with that, and that law went into effect in 2011. Have we seen an effect of that law in Oklahoma, and how has that played out in other states?
Well, in Oklahoma, we haven't seen a decrease. In 2012, we had more alcohol-related fatality accidents than we did in 2011. So, you know, 1 year the law in place, didn't see an effect, which, you know, is sort of interesting, because in other states they have seen, you know, a quick and immediate effect. Kansas is one example where they've seen, you know, a 30 to 40% drop in fatalities just in 1 year of having that ignition interlock law in place. So, you know, I mean, there is hope that maybe, you know, 2013 the numbers will look better, or 2014, but it is, again, sort of a curious case where we do something the rest of the country did and, you know, don't necessarily see the results that everyone else has.
Sean Hiddle with Oklahoma Watch, thank you so much for your time today.
Kurt, thanks for having me.
You can find links to Sean's story online at KGOU.org.